An Iraq government force has taken control of the Abu Taiban region and the city of Ramadi and almost all parts of the town of Tal Afar in Nineveh province. The announcement comes as Iraqi military says fighting rages on in other parts of the country. Meanwhile, army forces are preparing to enter the city of Mosul in Nineveh after reportedly seizing Beji's refinery in Saladin province. The Iraqi military says some 100 ISIL terrorists have been killed during mop-up operations in the Balad district there. Also, fierce fighting continues in Bakuba, the provincial capital of Diyala. Earlier, Iraqi troops regained full control of the Sahlawiya district in Anbar province with the help of volunteer forces aiding the government. As militants from the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant continue to wreak havoc in Iraq, Baghdad is accusing Riyadh and Doha of funding the insurgency. Earlier, we spoke to Jim Dean from Veterans Today. He elaborated on the key players behind the crisis in Iraq.
In terms of players, you have the U.S., you have Israel, you have Turkey, who's really gotten a free pass on their involvement. You have Saudi Arabia and you have Qatar. And all of these, although, for instance, they've worked together against Syria, people are assuming that they all are doing so for the same interest, which they don't. They all have different interests. And those interests diverge, and you're seeing that happen in northern Syria, where a lot of the killing of the jihadis is going on in terms of infighting. So everybody's trying to use everybody. The jihadis allow themselves to be funded by this group. Group or trained or whatever, but at the end of the day, that doesn't mean that they're totally under their control. Is some of these Gulf states fear their own citizens in terms of democracy so much, they're beginning to look at these jihadis as basically a palace guard that can always be depended upon as long as they pay them. And they will kill any of their own citizens. They'll fight their own army if there's a revolt. And then Saudi Arabia, we're also looking where they're looking at maybe extending Saudi Arabia up into Iraq, and then also trying to deny Iran from being able to get a pipeline through there to export their gas. Turkey has been involved in this, and now they're caught with their whole Mosul diplomatic corps being taken hostage. So it's blowing up in their face.